Editor's note: this story was previously posted on stratfordtoday.ca. Stratford Today took the opportunity to pose some questions to candidates from the Conservative, Liberal, NDP and Green parties ahead of last Thursday's all-candidates meeting in Stratford. What follows are their unfiltered responses. All candidates were given the same four questions and the same amount of time to respond. Ian Morton of the Green Party did not respond to the questions by the deadline. Question 1. Please identify the single biggest issue you believe Ontario is facing at the current time and what you, not your party, would do to address it in a manner that would see positive changes. Matthew Ray, Conservative incumbent. The biggest concern I hear at the door is the threat of Trump's tariffs and the need to protect Ontario. That is why, if re-elected, I would continue to advocate for critical investments in Perth Wellington, building on the $200 million in net new provincial funding in healthcare, education, and infrastructure we secured since first being elected in 2022. I will also continue to advocate for investments that will make our local businesses more competitive, create good-paying jobs, and protect Ontario jobs. Ashley Fox, Liberal candidate. The biggest issue Ontario is facing is healthcare and the social determinants of health, employment, affordability, wages, food security, and transportation. The first step is to take accountability, publicly track progress and ensure transparency, and work towards resolution. We can't be accountable without disclosing where we stand and what actions we're taking. Addressing this also requires community input, giving them a seat at the table, and collaborating across all parties and levels of government to create meaningful change. Jason Davis, NDP candidate. The single biggest issue Ontario is facing right now is affordability. Rent is up 93.5% since 2018. Median home sale prices doubled from 2017 to 2021. Homelessness has doubled up to 81,000 plus. Food insecurity is at an all-time high. While this takes multiple avenues to address, one of the main new forms of housing that I am fighting for is home ownership within a community land trust model. This has existed elsewhere for decades and yet has never been done in Canada. It is a great way to assure that the affordable homes for purchase that we invest in building are purpose-built and stay affordable. Question 2. Given the wide range of issues people in Ontario face, housing uncertainty, healthcare challenges, economic fluctuations caused by outside sources, needed improvements for education, infrastructure and more, do you believe that whichever party forms the next government should be open to trying any reasonable idea, regardless of party affiliation? Speaking for yourself, would you be ready to work outside of party lines to make sure the greater good is being accomplished? Davis, absolutely. It is clear that what we are currently doing isn't enough and we need innovative solutions, and I would be willing to work across party lines for the betterment of the province. However, I draw the line when it comes to privatization of our healthcare and using government incentives and funding to build more homes no one can afford. Ray. If re-elected, I would continue to work with my colleagues at Queen's Park to advocate for the best interests of the people of Perth Wellington. In the legislature, I have a track record of working across party lines as my private member's bill, the Growing Agritourism Act, 2024 demonstrates, having received all party support. Should I have the honor of returning to Queen's Park, I will continue to advocate for critical investments that build on the $200 million in net new provincial funding we have already secured for healthcare, education, and infrastructure since 2022. Fox. I am committed to working collaboratively across all parties and levels of government. Too often, the province has been absent from critical discussions. Provincial legislation has been rushed through without adequate community feedback or meaningful consultation. This is unacceptable. To make informed decisions, we must be at the table working together. I'm running because people across party lines in Perth Wellington asked me to amplify their voices. While they were listened to, political apathy prevented meaningful change and being actively heard. Our riding needs a strong advocate to truly represent us. Question 3. What does Ontario need from its provincial leaders going forward from this election? We're not talking about party leaders, but rather leadership in the more generally applied sense. Fox. As a nurse, I rely heavily on communication, critical thinking, making informed decisions based on data and engagement, and taking accountability. I also value mentoring the next generation and lifelong learning. Leadership is about making tough decisions, but it's just as important to ensure those decisions are informed and that others have a voice at the table. I may not have all the answers, but I'm always the first to seek help when I'm unsure of the best course of action for my nursing team. That's the kind of leadership Ontario needs: collaborative, informed, and accountable. Davis. One thing we need is for locally elected officials to fight for their ridings and not blindly fall back onto party lines. It's ridiculous to think that one might defend spending $2.2 billion on a foreign-owned luxury spa in a 99-year lease just because of party lines. We do not need more, yes, men and women in office. We need individuals who are willing to fight for their ridings. Ray. Ontario needs steady and strong leadership from someone who has experience and is prepared to fight for the communities they represent at Queen's Park. When we have a strong Perth Wellington, we have a strong Ontario in Canada. Question 4. Finish the following sentence. Perth Wellington will be better off if I am elected because __. Ray. I will continue to be a strong advocate for the needs of our communities and residents at Queen's Park. Fox. Perth Wellington will be better off if I am elected because I will amplify the voices of our community, work collaboratively across all levels of government, and advocate for meaningful, informed decisions that address our local challenges. Davis. I will be dragged out of Queen's Park kicking and screaming before I allow them to destroy our healthcare for profit any further.